Detroit announced its initial roster Sunday and kept just four wide receivers: Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jamison Williams, Isaac Tislea, and Tay Martin. A group Tim 20man at the team's website acknowledged went a little light. The week's departures emptied the rest of the room. Greg Dortch and Tom Kennedy were among the cuts, per Dave Burkett at the Detroit Free Press, and Cedric Wilson Jr., placed on injured reserve Monday, was released with an injury settlement Wednesday, per Nathan Doherty at Heavy. John Whitaker at Pride of Detroit called St. Brown and Jamison Williams arguably the league's best receiving duo atop the depth chart. And of what sits behind them, wrote he is fairly concerned about the receiver depth and would be surprised if it is not addressed in the near future. St. Brown's own file stayed exactly as empty as he wants it. No injury reporting touched him all window, and he sat Saturday's 25-16 finale win at Indianapolis with the rest of the frontline offense. That last part settles the other question we were carrying. Jared Goff did not play the finale, per 20man, so Detroit finished the preseason without its starting offense taking a single live snap together. Back in June, we argued St. Brown's production is built on things that carry forward, a target role north of 10 looks a game held for half a decade, and an availability record almost no receiver can match. With new coordinator Drew Petzing's target tree, the one open question. A week ago, we said the real item was whether the first team would get any live work before the opener. The answer is no, and it's final. The where does the ball go question now gets answered in a game that counts against New Orleans, with a receiver room built four deep around him. We'll pick that up when the real games arrive. Data via NFLverse.